The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. We're going to get to it right now because we have a really, I think, pretty amazing guest. We've had Kedrick on before. We've talked about a number of things, and we've only scratched the surface, and we're only going to continue scratching the surface tonight. There's so much more that we can talk about, and this is going to be, I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Now, Kedrick Olson is an author, speaker, teacher, and paranormal expert with over 30 years of experience guiding people through their supernatural and spiritual concerns. From early childhood and throughout his life, Kedrick also has led a paranormal life. Living in a haunted house full of spirits taught him how to connect with spiritual realms. Growing up attending a spiritualistic church, he learned the art of seance and channeling. His lifetime connection with advanced beings called the Whisperers gave him a keen awareness of the landscape of the afterlife and the knowledge of how to work with various entities. His specialties include paranormal arts training, shadow work, runes, and North mysticism. He is the author of Runes for Transformation, published by Red Wheel and Weezer, and has appeared on numerous shows and podcasts, as well as lecturing at events across America. Kedrick is also regarded as a spiritual leader in the Norse pagan communities, leading rituals, teaching classes, and offering spiritual guidances through the challenges of life. Kedrick, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. This is going to be a great conversation today.
It always is with you. You are so fascinating. You have so much going on here. And last time we talked, like I said, we just really kind of scratched the surface a little bit. And for those of you listening on the radio, you won't see our background, but we both have very moody backgrounds tonight too, which is also good. I have a feeling that's just your office, isn't it?
This is my office where I see clients on Zoom and in person.
This is you at your true self in there.
Exactly. This is my space.
So first off, one of the reasons why I wanted to reach back out to you, because I saw a few weeks ago that you were offering, and I didn't realize at the time, that it's a free ebook, and it's called Unlocking Your Multidimensional Self, Part 1. I'd love it if you could tell us what that is, please.
Absolutely. This is just a bit of an introduction to understanding that we are more than just this physical 3D body here, that we do reach out into the different layers of existence. And so we talk about the different layers of existence. We talk about what source energy is. We talk about all of these different things because I want everyone to have a good understanding that we are paranormal beings. We are supernatural beings. We aren't just limited to the physical. And that it is a natural part of being a human to be able to connect with spiritual beings, to understand what the afterlife is like. Even though you're in the flesh, you can still understand those spiritual realms. And so I wanted to give people the means to start to be able to access those places, to access those realms. And we do a little bit of shadow work to get there, but that's what this is just kind of like that first step into realizing that you're something so much more than just a physical being.
You know, you've authored book. How many books have you, apart from this, have you authored? Is it one or is it more than one?
It's really just one that's published. Yeah. I do have another little ebook that I put out. It's not that little, but it is ways that you can protect yourself from the paranormal. You can find that on my webpage too. If you go to kedrick.com and scroll all the way down, you'll find that ebook on getting paranormal protection.
And I found it very interesting, and I guess I don't know why this sticks out to me, because no one gets anything for free anymore. You know, it's like, why do you offer this book for free?
because I want to reach as many people as I can. This is an important time for humanity where we're learning that we're more than just our past. We're more than just what, I'm going to just kind of flat out say it, we're more than what society around us, cultures have said, the churches have said, what, you know, even media has told us, that we're so much more than that. And a lot of people are starting to wake up and realize that. And by waking up, I mean, you know, they're having this awakening moment going, oh, wow, well, there's more to me. There's more to this world. What is it? And so people are reaching out like crazy, trying to find out what that is. And I wanted to give this as an opportunity to help people get a better understanding of what's going on when they have that moment of realization.
What is the message that you think that the media or that society is telling us right now that prompted you to get this book out?
Put simply, the message is just be compliant, go to work,
yeah,
make money for your bosses, and go home, watch TV, play video games, and get back up and do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, in my opinion, and this is maybe just not the going down the right way, it feels like that we're also kind of stretched to go different directions as society. Like, and that's fine. I mean, it's free will. I understand that. But it feels like the humans are being pitted against each other in a lot of ways, that there is that, you know, we all say stuff like harmony. We all say that we want peace. But I feel like that we are given a message that kind of is pushing us without us maybe even realizing it, that they don't want us to go that way. And when I say peace, I'm not saying they want us to go to war, but it seems to be turning people against each other. Do you see that at all? Do you agree with that at all?
Yes, actually. Thank you for asking that too, because this is part of what I call a shadow matrix.
Okay.
And for me, I'll have to kind of define that to my understanding of shadows. And because I'm a shadow worker, shadows are those deep, dark inner places where we have thoughts, emotions, beliefs, even behaviors that we don't want, that aren't working for our best interest, for our best good. But there's stuff that we picked up over the years, you know, to be compliant, to be not tuned into the paranormal world, or that if you do connect to the paranormal, it's scary, spooky, it's the domain of evil.
Right.
And we live in this polarized time of us versus them, and we're redefining all the time what us versus them is. You know, it could be the terrorist group du jour overseas. It could be the regime instead of a government that's out there. It could be even domestically us versus them, left versus, it's just so polarizing. Absolutely. Star Wars versus Star Trek. It's out there like
that
crazy.
Is so true. I mean, and people might think that that's kind of funny that you bring that up, but that is so true, even because it's gotten so micro now with even just our own beliefs, where you're having, you know, people who star in the Star Wars films not wanting to be on social media and basically in hiding because someone doesn't like their character. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think that's such a valid point.
Exactly. And that polarization is what's keeping us locked in to this lower state mind and locked into really the 3D place. And that's why I call it the shadow matrix, is because it's a collective shadows that we're all in. It's like a big crab bucket that we're in. And as somebody starts to try to climb out of it, they have their awakening moment. They realize there's somebody, something more. They can be more. They can grow. There's always somebody go, oh no, you're just being silly. Are you sure there's mental illness in your family? This is your dad talking. We need to, you know, whatever it is, the shame, the blame, the accusations, even the ostracizations that go on, we get pulled back into this matrix. And that's why we have to be aware of our multidimensional nature, is because when you're doing your shadow work and you're doing your shadow work and your spiritual growth for you, you start to see the other shadows everywhere else. You start to see those polarizations. You see the us versus them. You start to see the limited beliefs that are being pushed on all of us, or even just the flat outright lies that are keeping us locked in a reality that's not real. But we tap into that multidimensional nature. We become transcendent, literally. We become a transcendent being at that point when we realize, oh, that's what the 3D matrix is all about. That's fine. That's good for those people who need it, but I'm ready to get out of this. You know, I hate to say it, but some people here are in this world, in this lifetime, because they need a controlling religion. They need some of those limited choices.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's their path. But for like your listeners here, for other people here, that are having that awakened moment, they don't want those limitations. And so when we are able to see this 3D shadow matrix that's cast on us, that, by the way, it's not like a nefarious organization. It's not a shadow government. It's not a reptilian alien agenda that's doing it. It's us.
Yeah.
It's all of us collectively acting upon each other, saying, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do this. Oh, you're worthless doing that. That's worthless doing that. You're not able to do this. We just do this to ourselves. And if we don't know the difference, if we don't know that there's something else out there, we take it that's how the world is. And that's what locks us in it. But those awakened moments where you go, aha, there's more. What is it? You tap into your multidimensional nature. You learn about the 5D, the 4D. You learn about these processes and all how this stuff works. And you go, oh, that's why I had this moment. And the best part about this, the more people are tapping into that transcendent multidimensional nature, the more people that are seeing this 3D shadow matrix that is everywhere, the more we're inserting that into the collective unconscious and making it easier for more people to have the awakening moment.
So how do you think you're going to be able to get people, because it's going to be very easy to get people who are on the same page as we are about this and get them to read the book, get them to think about it. How do you get people who, like you said, it's like, well, that, you know, you're seeing things that's not what's really happening. How do you get them to even open their mind to even try to be like, I will consider this?
We don't do it actively.
Yeah.
There's nothing. We just say, okay, cool. That's your path. That's your belief. That's fine. That's great. And I'm a big, big, huge proponent. We are not here to destroy anything. We're here to create.
Yep.
Now, if we create this multidimensional awareness, I'm building a community of people that are aware of this shadow matrix. You know, we got over 1,000 people now in a Facebook group talking about the shadow matrix and ways that we can get through it. But the more we build these communities, the more we are changing our lives for ourselves, those naysayers are going to look at it and go, hey, what are you doing? Why is your life so much better? What are you doing? Or we start talking about the paranormal stuff in a way that's normalized. That is just like, hey, yeah, this was happening. Yeah, I heard that little tapping on the wall. Oh, yeah, I had this conversation with this being over here. It was all, we normalize it. And these people that are trying to ridicule are going to go, oh, suddenly I'm on the other side of something going on. And it's going to shift their emotional state. And they're going to go, well, you know, this one time, this one thing happened to me. I thought I was going crazy, but maybe I'm not. So we're not going to destroy them. We're not going to shut them down. We're not going to try to change them. We're going to build our community. We're going to normalize these things, and we're going to continue creating. And then that will, by and by, step by step, erode all of those other things that stop us, that have stopped us in the past.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense, especially when you're like, you got to do it slowly, because no one wants to force an agenda on anyone. No one wants to force. And you, by doing so, you become what you are trying to move people away from.
Exactly.
And that's something that I think even people with the best intentions, I think that they miss on that, because admittedly, there's going to be a lot of passion behind what you want to do, what you're thinking. You want to get the point across. You write a book that you have, you know, put a lot of time and effort into. You want people to see it, and to be able to have that self-discipline to be able to be like, yeah, well, it's going to work. We're going to get there. It's here for people who want it, for the people who are not ready yet. It's still going to be here. I mean, that's pretty commendable, actually.
Thank you. And that's exactly it. This first book, part one, is just the stepping stone. That's just, you know, those people go, wait, I'm awake. I understand what's more. And then that will lead to part two and three, which is a video course that I'm putting together. I've actually got all the videos recorded.
Nice.
And I'm just putting these pieces together, and that's going to be coming out really soon. So if you get the free ebook, you'll stay in the loop on parts two and three coming up. And that's going to lead to an even bigger program that I'm putting together that is how to transcend the shadow matrix, how to recognize how these shadow pieces work, how they are trapping us. And that's the key, is just how to recognize it so that we can step out of that and we can actually live in a paranormal reality, coexisting with paranormal beings, both higher level, you know, human level, all those kind of things, in a way that's safe and productive for everybody. It's really basically time for humanity to make that step up.
it feels that way, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it's tough because you don't want to become a naysayer of like the, you know, the time is nigh and all that stuff. But at the same time, it very much is. It does. I so many people I talk to feels like there's a convergence happening of a timeline of something. And it's, I'm going to be honest, it's kind of scary.
It should be a little bit scary.
Yeah.
The reason being is because change is unusual. I mean, we are hardwired to be afraid of the unknown. That, and I will still say that majority of the fear that we have is fear of the unknown. Like, we're not sure what's going to happen. Maybe we know it's going to happen, but we don't know what the outcome is or what the long term. So there's a lot of fear out there. And that should be the way it is, because fear and excitement are the same energy.
Yeah.
We just need to breathe into it. And so when we have that trepidation, when you go, ooh, we're ready for this change, but what is it? We can get excited about it too. We can go breathe into it and go, ooh, yeah, there's this change coming. What is it? And we should have that kind of energy. The reason being is because energy is energy is energy.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that energy, we're going to be more motivated to just be kind of quiet, compliant, calm. Why should we change? What's the deal? But if we got that, maybe that fear, maybe that excitement, that, ooh, what's there, that can give us that energy that will help us build that inertia to keep that path going.
Sounds good. Let's do this right now. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Kedrick Olson. We have so much ground to cover. I can't wait. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some other stuff. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and we are talking with Kedrick Olson today. We are talking about multidimensional selves. We're talking about a lot of different things here today, and I'm really excited because, as we were talking during the break, there's a lot of stuff I don't know in this realm, and so I'm going to be asking some questions. We talked about some stuff that might be interesting for everyone to hear and stuff. And I'm certainly one of those people that I'm going to be listening, because even when I say the stuff that we had kind of talked about, I'm probably not even going to get that part right, because it's so new and so it's on a different level. And we're talking about 4D and 5D entities. And I don't even understand necessarily. I mean, I think in my world in the paranormal, as soon as you say it, I'm going to get it. But what is that?
Yep. Let's start at the source.
Sounds good.
One of the things that people always ask me about, why is everything so dark? Why are you wearing black? What is this about dark? Well, what if I were to tell you that darkness is the source of all creation? Not light like we think it is, but if we look at various world traditions and, you know, ancient esoteric beliefs, we find out that before light, there's like this realm of consciousness that's just like high-level consciousness we can't even imagine. And let's say that consciousness energy condenses, and it becomes what we kind of understand as divine energy, like divine light, the infinite greatest potential. And that light condenses even more and becomes spiritual energy. This is the realms of spirit world, the spirit beings, eternal human life, that kind of thing. Then that condenses even more and becomes what we understand as electromagnetic energy, light, magnetism, that sort of thing. And then that condenses even more into matter and form. And there's a lot of studies that show that matter is nothing more than little blips of energy, little blips of light, moving at less than the speed of light, trapped together to make matter and form. So that tells us everything from the darkness of the universe, which is, you know, the space between stars, to light itself, to spiritual energies, to matter and form, are all the same thing. It's just different condensations or different densities of the same thing. They just condense in. And today in our sort of scientific world, we have adopted terms like 4D, 5D to explain these realms, mm-hmm. where once upon a time, it used to be like the spirit realm or the astral realm,
yeah.
the ethereal realm. And in these various realms and these different, let's say, hierarchies of existence or layers of existence, that's where we find different types of beings and different kind of entities. Everything from the fear-sucking thought forms that we encounter all the time, especially in the paranormal world, to high-end ascended masters, to egregores, all these sort of created entities all come from this one source that are kind of spread out in layers.
Okay. Wow. And these are when you explain it like that, that is not so scary, you know, and I don't mean scary as in spooky, but just like, you know, as a concept, it's not so scary.
Exactly. It's just a part of the natural world. And this is one of my biggest messages that I try to impress upon everybody out there. It is completely natural for us to connect with the paranormal realms, to connect with the spiritual worlds. Completely natural. Children do it. That's why children are talking to imaginary friends. That's why they are able to experience energies, why they get a little freaked out going to some places, because they're feeling that energy. Mm-hmm. Their clairsentience is turned on. Their clairempathy is turned on. They're aware of these things. This is why animals, your cat and dog, will be in the room going, whoa, what is that? What is that?
Right.
But what's not natural is we grew up with our parents, with our teachers, with the community around us, suppressing our natural abilities, telling us to turn off our connection to this world. And so we just tune it off. We tune it away. And we grow up thinking, yeah, it's perfectly normal that there's nothing out there. But then you have that awakening moment and you're like, wait a minute. I remember when I was a kid, I was talking to that thing. I was aware of these colors and lights. I was aware of this energy. This lady came into my room. And this is a really common thing I'm finding. Children are aware of like a lady coming into their room. Hmm. And it's almost like she's making them feel comfortable going to sleep. Sometimes they can smell flowery smell from her. Sometimes they feel a kiss on their head from her. But a lot of children are reporting like this protective woman coming in to check on them. My kids had the same thing. But we adults, we grow up thinking, nope, there's all there is just this world. And even more, we tell ourselves there's a veil between worlds. You know, they say we're a spiritual being having a physical experience. There's over there, the us versus them thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's over there in the spiritual world, and we're here in the physical world. And what I'm trying to impress upon people is there is no difference between the spiritual and physical. It's just different densities of the same energy, but it's still conscious beings of various forms that exist in both realms, and that it's completely natural to connect with what we call the supernatural. The paranormal is completely normal. And what's not normal is us not being connected to it.
You grew up and as you say, you had a paranormal life. You grew up in a haunted house. I mean, are you kind of the architect of design for what would happen if somebody didn't have anyone discouraging them from having this sort of like thinking that there are spirits and what from a young age and letting that progress into adulthood?
I think that's a good way to put it. Yes. And it took me a while to realize just how unique that was. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I was always the introverted weirdo kid that kind of stayed away from the other kids. And part of that was because of the ridicule and the shaming, because I was aware, because I was connecting. And part of it was because I was always the overweight kid. And because, you know, I was one of those weirdo goth kids. So I just kind of like really fully retreated
right
from all of this. And so I thought what I was experiencing was normal in some degree, that, you know, they were experiencing it too, but they were tuning it out. And we were all having fun with the same horror movies, watching the horror movies, kind of rolling our eyes at the silly stuff. And it was normalized for my kids. My kids grew up having spirits. My kids, like I said, had that lady come into their room at night. They were telling me things that as a young age that only kids could do. My oldest was doing energy healing at 9 years old.
Wow.
Effective energy healing, like powerful energy healing. And she said she knew it wasn't her, that she had like an angel in the room guiding her and the energy was just flowing through her. And she was just following what this thing was telling her to do. So literally my kids grew up with it. And when they moved out last year, they finally 1 year anniversary of them moved out of the house. They reached out to me and they're like, Dad, this apartment place is so dry. There's nothing here. How do we draw ghosts here? Because we're not used to not having spirits around us. So yeah, this is kind of what it's like when you grow up with it. It's like, it's normal and natural. The downside is because it was so normal and natural to me, I hadn't been teaching the paranormal stuff for the longest time. It's only been maybe in the past 10 years that I've been teaching paranormal. I've been teaching runes and Norse mysticism and other, and, you know, pagan men's spirituality. I've been teaching that until it came to my awareness, like, oh, there's a gap in my knowledge and what the world needs. And so I really started to bring more of my paranormal awareness to the stuff I'm teaching because I realized there's such a gap out there.
It feels like, and I'll just simplify it from my point of view of, you know, paranormal, metaphysical, and I'm not lumping all your other stuff in the metaphysical. I'm just seeing from what I'm experiencing, and that there, you know, we talk about gaps, we talk about them versus us. I feel like that's another area of them versus us, where, you know, to me, it's the same. It's all the same. It's, you know, it's about communication. It's about trying to get, you know, a higher conscious for yourself. There's so many things. I don't know why that we have to look at them as two different things.
You're absolutely right. It really boils down to consciousness. And this is why I prefer to think of myself more as a mystic rather than a metaphysician or anything like that. Sure. Or an occultist or anything. Because if we look at all spiritual beliefs out there, be it a religion or a mystery school or any of those kind of things, what we're really doing is talking about different ways of accessing multiple layers of consciousness and seeing how that consciousness interacts with the multiple layers of reality. That's really all it is. And how do we communicate and connect with these energies and these beings, even if it's through a proxy, like a priest? Mm-hmm. You know, it's still the same kind of thing. And so to me, there's no difference. And when you look at all the window dressings of those paradigms that are out there, what really is underlying it all, that mystical current, is how does our consciousness connect with reality? Mm-hmm. That's really all I think it gets to.
You know, with the way that we're talking about having this, you know, this presence of spirits that we would be able to communicate much better with if we were adapted to this from an early age, how far do you think, like, spirit communication, you know, a lot of us use equipment and stuff, others use mediumship to bring in. How far do you think that communication could evolve? Like, is it always meant to be more of like, you know, a mediumship sort of entry? Do you think it could ever be like full-bodied spirit showing up and talking to us almost as if we could see them and have something more? I mean, and this is a two-part question, and so I if I'm meandering, I apologize, but it made me think too. It's like, do you think that sort of thing can only really happen if more of the world was on board as well? Like, it has to be a group think, in a sense.
Well, we'll get to that group part little by little, because it's really us individually doing the work for ourselves so we can understand it ourselves. And part of the reason of that is currently we do not have the language, nor do we have the means in our language to properly convey what these spiritual experiences are like. They're nonlinear experiences. Mm-hmm. The information does not come in this nice little linear fashion like us talking here. And this is like one of my ways that I know that I'm dealing with somebody that is really having some paranormal issues, is they say, well, I don't know how to explain what's going on. And if I try to, I'm going to sound crazy. And I'm like, well, not to me, you won't.
Right.
But we don't have the words to express what this is. And that's one of the tricky parts, is the higher up you go with beings that are like higher level beings, the less they communicate like we do. It's basically gnosis or a download, that you get like this impression of information is coming in and you're like, what is it? And then it expands and it becomes something. And you're like, oh, how do I know that? I don't know how I know that. And I wish that it could be more of like a dialogue like this, but it's really our minds that have to develop that skill to interpret that. But now, even if it's like a lost soul or a fragment of a soul called a revenant that is in a haunted location, they're going to communicate primarily emotionally. That's where our clairempathy picks up, or our clairsentience. We can feel that type of energy that's in the room. That's where we're going to use our abilities. And the occasional chance that these beings can communicate a word here or there, or it gets transmitted as a word, that's where you're going to get like the EVP. That's where you're going to get, you know, some of the ghost box that's going to pick that up. Sure. Or some of the other devices. And sort of an interesting way of looking at this, and this helped me to develop a class to help paranormal work, is here in my office, I've got a K2 meter on the shelf right behind me. And as I was sitting at my desk and I was doing some work, just, you know, some regular business work, kind of writing or something, I was noticing the K2 meter flashing up into the red. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Okay, let's scan the room. And I'm like, there's nothing here. I'm like, well, maybe it's just something just kind of flew through it a quick, but it never worked. So I start working again. I notice the meter flashing up into the red again. I'm like, what the heck? And I've scanned the room again. There's nothing. I go, okay, what is going on here? So I stop my work and I start scanning and I keep paying attention. And then I see the meter go up again to the right. I'm like, there's nothing here. What's going on? And I realize my cell phone is like right next to the K2 meter. I went, got it. Yeah. So that's where I started to learn to trust myself and to teach people to trust your own feelings and intuitions more than the devices. But if you can get the devices to have corroborating information for what you're picking up, great. Record that data, keep that data. That's valid.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And it's always, I love it. I love it for the validation as well. I also love just the fact, because I'm a big spirit box guy, I love just to be able to hear voices go through the air and doing the intelligent responses. But I also understand that, like, when you're talking about the downloads and stuff, that just shows that, to your point, these higher levels, there's a level of evolution that it seems to have occurred, that and I hear so many people talk about that they're getting downloads, which I think is really interesting. And I wonder how many of us are getting those but don't realize it.
That's a very valid point. In working in this field and being more open about working with the paranormal stuff, I have come across so many people that said they have never had a paranormal experience in their life. You know, I remember talking to a lady once at a concert. She says she collects Ouija boards and she loves Ouija boards, but she's never had a paranormal event ever happen in her life. And as I'm talking with these people and I'm working with them, they're expecting a paranormal event to be the lights flickering, that a banging on the wall, that voice going, get out, you know, the stuff they see in the movies. But they're not realizing that if they're sitting at a red light and then the light turns green and then they get this weird feeling, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just going to stay here. Then all of a sudden a car blazes through the intersection and they're going, oh, gotcha. They're not realizing that feeling is a paranormal experience.
Right.
Or those times when you're maybe at home alone, you're relaxed, you're reading a book or just listening to some music. And then you get this warm, fuzzy, cozy feeling come over you. And you have a memory of like your mom or your dad or your grandmother, something like that. And you're having that memory. You're like, yeah, that was great. I remember that was a great time. That's actually them hanging out with you saying, hey, remember this? So it's not like these big, bold, direct things. Most of the time, paranormal experiences are just so subtle that we can just write it off as, well, that was just my imagination. Oh, that was, you know, me eating that meatball sub before I went to bed. That's what that was. We pass it off as those things. But it's super subtle.
It is. Well, let's do this. Let's take our next break. When we come back, we're going to continue and finish our conversation with Kedrick Olson. We also have a couple other things we need to talk about. And it's been a fascinating conversation. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. As we've been talking about, which we're really excited about, this weekend, August 12th and 13th, I'm going to be at the Minnesota Psychic Fair and Classes, which is put on by Maria Shaw. We had her on the other night along with Char Savoy. It's going to be a fantastic day, and I really want to have a lot of you out there who are local to us, and you all talk about how much this sort of work means to you, that I highly recommend going out. Once again, it's August 12th and 13th. It's over at the Minneapolis Marriott Airport Hotel from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's going to be classes both days. In fact, Char and I, we're going to be doing a speech Saturday afternoon. All the information is available on mariashaw.com. Go out there, check it out. I hope to see you. If I'm going to have a table out there as well. So if you come out to the fair, please stop by, say hi. Let me know that you have listened to the show. Let me know whatever you want, because we're really excited to be able to get out there. And I want to thank Maria Shaw for being so kind to allow me to come out there. I'm really excited to do so. So please come out there again. It's August 12th and 13th, 9 to 5 both days at the Minneapolis Marriott Airport Hotel. Now join us tomorrow night on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken as we talk with our favorite cryptid researcher, Robert Robinson. Friday, we're going to be doing Usual Casual Friday as we give our spoiler-free review of the Universal Pictures film, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, and we're going to do a lot of other fun stuff, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing that film. We're returning to our conversation with Kedrick Olsen, and this has been a really fun conversation, and it's taking me in areas and letting me think about things the way that I don't normally do it. And I find that to be really pretty refreshing, to be honest.
I know what you mean. I love learning new things. And I do like to be challenged on what I think is the way things work, because it causes me to think and reevaluate some of the stuff I think I know. So I love doing that too.
And I really want to make sure I push people towards your website, because I'm on there right now. I'm looking at it. It's kedrick.com. The way you spell his name is kaedrich.com. And you go there. There is so much that you do. A lot of classes, training, and just on the top, I'm just reading through the services that you do. Everything else, you're able to bring a lot to the table for people, and I can't imagine that it's anything short from very successful.
Yes, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've got a huge toolbox of this, a lot of experience in working with so many different things. And I have to say, that is one of the most challenging parts of what I'm doing here, is I can do a lot. I've done a lot,
right?
But I need to make it as easy and as best as I can to help people understand what the benefits they get from working with me is. You know, it's basically you tapping into the paranormal, your own abilities. And it's not like, if, let's say, for example, if we're going to do entity clearing kind of work, we're not just going to clear that entity away. We're going to find out what that entity is, why it's there, what it's all about. We're going to clear it away. Then we're going to find out what it is about you that may have drawn that to you and what you can do to keep it away. So it isn't just the clearing. It's also the training to understand what's going on with it, why it's happening. And you will leave with homework to keep it away. And, you know, even if it's like spiritual development, spiritual growth, getting through the next level, that's great. We'll do that too. And a big part of what I'm doing is shadow work.
Yeah.
You know, where we get into those blocks, where we get into those things that are holding us back, keeping us down, and we find out what those things really are. That's the key part, what they really are, what it really means about us. And we do that shadow work so we're finally clear and free from a lot of the crud that is just keeping us back.
Now, if you want to do shadow work, though, right, you have to be prepared to do a lot of inner reflection, right, and be very honest with yourself, right?
Absolutely. That's the key part, and that's an important part of it, is because if you do have an attachment or you do have some sort of a paranormal connection causing you to think and feel or believe something that's not for your best benefit, you need to know why. You need to know what that looks like, what that feels like, or if it's something from your past that you've taken on as your own, or are you taking on something that somebody else's that's your own? You need to know that. And you can only do that by having that honest self-introspection where you get to those deep, dark places. And I know it's uncomfortable. I know sometimes it's scary. And that's why we do it together, so that you don't have to do it by yourself. So you don't have to go through these places guessing and wondering. We work together so that we can get through that stuff.
And that was
a team.
And that was something I was going to ask when I'm looking at the site, and there's so many amazing good things there, and I'm hoping that we're pushing people your direction to get some information. But if they're looking at the site and they're like, well, I'm not quite sure what it is that I need, do you offer any kind of just like consultation? Like, let's just talk through some stuff and just see where you're at, and maybe we can kind of figure out what's needed.
Yes, absolutely. And in those cases, feel free to reach out to me. Send me an email, send me a message on the website, find me on Instagram or Facebook, send me a message, and I can give you a link where we can have like a 15 to 30 minute discussion for free. to talk about what the challenges are that you're facing, and we can come up together with the best plan to help you out with that.
That's really nice. I mean, because that I mean, right there, I think one thing that I've always heard from people is that people can get overwhelmed very quickly. And I'm not saying about any of your site or anything, but just in general. I mean, that's the whole point. Where do you think, what do you think is the kind of the moment that people should be, let alone they should always be looking at your site, they should always be looking at that sort of thing they're interested in. But what do you think is a possible trigger or something that kind of is like, I do think I need help? Where do you think that line is drawn?
When you get lost or confused or feeling overwhelmed. And this is like one of the critical pieces, because I'm really glad that you asked that. One of the things I have seen with paranormal problems, people having paranormal issues, is things can snowball quickly. Things can get out of hand really quickly. What starts off as maybe a ball rolling across the floor or a weird feeling going on, people will default to their own experience of the paranormal, which unfortunately is like the horror movies or the TV shows,
yep,
or what they've heard in church. And so now they're like, oh no, there's something bad here. And their own feeling, their own emotion creates an energy well around them, which can draw in or create, and that's a critical part, draw in or create entities that are going to perpetuate that fear state. And then you get into the poltergeist effect, you get into egregores, you get into all sorts of things. Meanwhile, that may have been just like a house spirit playing with something. It may have been something completely innocent. So we want to get to things before they snowball. You know, if you're starting to realize some behaviors are not normal for you, you're doing things that just are out of the norm and you don't understand why. And of course, please get checked out. You know, if somebody's telling me they have lights flickering, you get an electrician. Plumbing's going wonky, get a plumber. If things aren't feeling right or seeming right in the body or the mind, please see a doctor. And if the doctor's like, I don't know, everything looks good and these are still going on, that's where you reach out to me. And that's when we'll start to work together to find out what's going on.
I mean, I think it is a good point that, and as an investigator myself, I get a number of people who will reach out, and it's very clear that there is some sort of like, if the lights are going on and off, they're flickering, but you're not feeling anything, maybe electrician is your first start before a paranormal investigator, you know, just at least to before you come to us, before they come to you, that they've kind of knocked off a lot of it. But I think the key that you're saying here is yourself. You know what you feel like when you're at your best or whatever. If you're feeling that there is something that is really just, it just does not feel right, and it's not medical, right? That's when you know, people should be considering looking into talking with like you.
Exactly. Yeah, don't let things get snowballed to like a really bad place, because it can happen. And it takes a little longer to unwind those things. It's possible to unwind them. It just takes a little bit longer. But if we can catch these things early enough, or we can work on this stuff quick enough, great, let's do it. Because remember, the best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago, fine. But the next best time to plant a tree is right now. So let's deal with this and get these things taken care of right now before something else happens.
And I think what maybe folks don't realize too is like, there's some work that you are offering on there, a lot of work on there that you're offering that doesn't mean paranormal anyway, that it ultimately leads to well-being, your own well-being. And I think that's something that, you know, you want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel more in tune with the universe. There's stuff on there that they should, on your website, that they should be looking at, let alone the fact of your ebook, for example.
Exactly. And I do admit, some of my shadow clients that I'm working with aren't really connected to the paranormal. A lot of them are, but some aren't. They're just, they know that they want to have a spiritually based shadow working work because they know that they're more spiritual, but they don't want to deal with the spirits of the paranormal. That's fine. They're working on their own life and having their life meaningful to them, and to find out who they are authentically so they can live that authentic life. And if paranormal happens to be part of it, cool. So yeah, a good majority of that is not even paranormal related.
And I think, you know, obviously you're a great example of what that looks like. You know, I mean, obviously, I mean, you better be, right, if you're offering the classes. But I mean, I've also seen other people, like other mediums and stuff, and even myself, you know, it kind of comes and goes. It's not as constant as I would like it to be, and I know that that's what I need to work on. But when you're in that kind of that state and that you feel like that you have control and it goes beyond just the physical realm here, there really is nothing like it.
Exactly. That's the multidimensional nature. You start being aware of, oh, here I am in the 3D, in the physical corporeal reality, and I'm aware of the spiritual presence around me, and then I'm aware of the created entities and the energy wells. So you have that multidimensional awareness. And the best part about that, I call it metaconsciousness. You're aware of your awareness. You're conscious of your consciousness. And when you have that metaconsciousness, you can say, oh, I feel that 4D entity. Nope, I'm not going to work with it. Oh, I feel that other spiritual entity. Well, I'm going to bed. Well, how about we deal with this in the morning? Mm-hmm. You know, you can set those boundaries and you can set those parameters so you take control over your life rather than going to bed going, oh, no, what's going on? Why having nightmares again? Why are these things in the room? You're in control of that space, not them.
And that's like one of the first things that you learn in just talking paranormal side is that, you know, when you have stuff going on, you are in control. And a lot of people don't realize that they're in control. And that's too bad, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every paranormal experience really is co-created. Here's the fun part. When I tell people how they can communicate with grandma, like how they can sit and do an automatic writing session with grandma who died, how to tune into grandma and how to feel grandma. Well, grandma's doing the same thing from her side. She's remembering you. She wants to connect with you, and you meet together under those parameters. And I hate to say it, but it's the same way with like fear-based type entities. If you're living in a fear state, because maybe you're living in a house with a portal, you know, maybe you can't stop the ghost. And that's a key part of my work is we need to coexist with the paranormal, yes. Not eliminate it.
Yes.
And so if you're living in a house with a portal, you can't really stop it. That's a natural phenomena. But if you're living in a fear-based world about it, you're going to be tuning that energy so that you're going to have a bad time with it. But if you can be aware of that portal, you can be aware of yourself as the co-creative process. You shift your inner world. You do your shadow work. You clear away that negativity. And then you suddenly coexist with this portal. And yeah, there might be some dude that like trips through your house, but you're like, oh, hey, George, how you doing? you kind of chill out with it.
That's so true. The name of the book, the free ebook, is Unlocking Your Multidimensional Self, Part 1. Where you can get that is kaedrich.com. That's kaedrich.com. And I highly suggest that you go there, check out the page, see what Kaedrich offers, because it's pretty amazing. Kaedrich, thank you so much for being on with me today.
Thank you, too. I look forward to talking to you again. This was great today. I love this.
Awesome. And we'll be back tomorrow with our cryptid friends, Robert Robinson. Take care, everybody.